I'm Merritt Rollins Brown, mindset and life coach, and you are listening to the Mindset for Mealtimes podcast, where I help you stop emotionally eating and reshape your relationship with food, yourself, and with your body. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I did not record one last week because the program that I use for my podcast was not working at all. So I'm hoping that problem is fixed. And it was also Thanksgiving and I had a lot to do, so I was not going to stress over missing a week. So I apologize for that. Hopefully it won't happen again. Here I am back this week and I'm going to talk about judgment and judging yourself today and how to stop judging yourself so harshly. Shame and guilt and judgment and beating yourself up coexist. So if you feel a lot of shame or you feel a lot of guilt, then you're going to beat yourself up when you think that you're doing something wrong or when you feel that things aren't just going your way. Examples of that could be if you yelled at your kid, you may feel guilty about that. And then you're always thinking to yourself, why am I such a bad parent? Why can't I be a better mom? Why do I always have to yell at my kids? Why can't I change this behavior? Or if you own a business, maybe you get overwhelmed easily and you have a lot of things to do, but then you procrastinate because you're too overwhelmed to do anything. And then nothing really gets done for a day or maybe 2 days. And then you're beating yourself up, like, and thinking to yourself, why am I so lazy? Why can't I just do the work? Or if you make a bad decision and you don't deal with the emotional responsibility and acknowledging that bad decision, then you could just feel shame. And then you carry that shame around. And then when you make another bad decision, then you think to yourself, why can't I get my life together? Why do I always do these things? Or when you look in the mirror and you just feel like a slob or a blob and you are just being so hard on yourself and critiquing everything and criticizing everything about your body and what you see, then your thoughts could be like, why can't I lose weight? I knew I shouldn't have eaten all those desserts at Thanksgiving. Why can't I be better about food? And why is it so hard for me to be healthier? Why can't I just be pretty? Why can't I blah, blah, blah? And that doesn't leave much room for self-love when you are always beating yourself up and judging yourself. And without that self-love, then you don't get that self-belief and you don't get that confidence boost that comes with being gentle and compassionate with yourself and understanding that sometimes you've created these habits and you can, once you break those habits and once you realize the patterns, your thought patterns, then you can start shifting those and that will help you be able to not only process your emotions, but it will help you to be able to separate yourself from that circumstance or that situation or that bad decision that you made or looking at your slob blob body and saying, okay, you know what? I may not be at my healthiest right now, but I know I can do A, B, C, and I can show up consistently because I believe in myself and I trust that I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. So you have the judgment and the shame and guilt and beating yourself up on one side, and then you have the self-love, compassion, self-belief, and self-trust on the other side. And it's being able to remove yourself from your state of mind that you're in when you are in that judgmental state of mind, to be able to see what you're doing. And again, with all of these mindset tools, the more you practice it, the more you're going to see your thought patterns, and the more you're going to catch those judgmental thoughts, judgmental feelings, and the easier it will be to move to the other end of the quote-unquote spectrum. I know, especially during the holidays, it can be tough, especially going to all of the parties and gatherings, and being around people who seem to be enjoying all the food and the drinks, and then you are over there in your mind. You may be present in the room, but your mind is elsewhere, always wondering like, ooh, should I eat this cookie? Should I have this dessert? I'm gonna need to run extra tomorrow. I should not have eaten all of those desserts last night. I'm going to gain so much weight if I keep eating like this. I'm just going to start my diet tomorrow. I'm going to enjoy all that I can in this moment at this party, so I'm going to stuff my face. Or I'm going to start my diet January 1st, New Year's coming around the corner. But that cycle just continues and continues, and you aren't ever breaking up that cycle and creating a new cycle. And so you do this thing, go to this party, and you still think these thoughts, and then you habitually do these actions. Or you may go to a party and be like, I'm not eating any dessert tonight. Then you deprive yourself of that, and then later on, could be a couple days or at the next gathering, you're like, ooh, I missed out on that one and I really want these, and then you end up overindulging, right? So it's about seeing your patterns, and then it's about going into the next party and planning ahead of time, telling yourself, okay, I'm going to be satisfied when I have two drinks, and I'm going to allow myself to have two cookies and a piece of pie. You walk into that party and then you have one drink, and then you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to have one more drink and I'm going to enjoy this. And then I'm going to enjoy my two cookies, and then I'm going to enjoy a piece of pie. And then you enjoy that, and then you end up enjoying and being present in the moment of the party. And then you start to connect with other people because your mind isn't racing about, you shouldn't eat that, why did you do that, and judging yourself and being down on yourself during that time. The more that you can plan ahead of time what you're going to have, the less judgment and beating yourself up you will feel afterwards. And when you continue to do that, then that those negative thoughts and attaching judgment to your actions will eventually dissipate. And then that will trickle over into other areas of your life. So if you are beating yourself up for procrastinating all the time, you have to figure out why you're procrastinating. What thoughts are you thinking? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Well, if I feel overwhelmed, then what can I do when I feel overwhelmed? What is one thing I can do when I feel overwhelmed, when I have a gajillion things to do? Well, I know I can say, if it's cleaning for a holiday party and you're like, I have to do this, 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 and this, choose one thing Okay, well, I can unload the dishwasher and then load it. And then if you need to, take a little break and then allow your mind to sort of calm down with that overwhelm. And then choose maybe one more thing to do. So you are trying to create a plan when an obstacle comes into play. And that obstacle is going to be judging yourself. So when you look in the mirror and you're like, I feel like a slob, what is one thing I can do that will make me not feel like a slob? Maybe go take a shower or put on some makeup. Maybe go for a walk, get outside, drink a smoothie, do your hair, do something, do one thing. When you're beating yourself up, you have to understand why you're beating yourself up for that. What thought are you thinking? Why are you beating yourself up? And when you start to beat yourself up, maybe you yelled at your kid. So your obstacle is yelling at your kid. So then you come up with a plan. When I yell at my kid, I'm going to turn around and apologize to the child that I just yelled at. And this helps you break that cycle. And you will start to love yourself and be kind to yourself and be gentle with yourself. When you start to feel that, you're going to start doing things that will enhance your confidence. You're going to go try this thing. You're going to ask for a raise at work. You're going to do this because you have started to believe in yourself and trust yourself and feel safe in your body versus not liking yourself, not liking who you are, not liking what you're doing with your life, being miserable, maybe being depressed, being sad, being irritable all the time. Those more negative feelings will slowly start to fade away, and the self-love and compassion will start to be more dominant in your mind and in your heart and in your body. That is what brings a sustainable lifestyle change. So, is everybody human? Yes. Is everybody going to judge themselves? Yes. But it's how you respond to that judgment. And I heard, I think it was Natalie Bacon who talked about this. You either have a coach in your mind or you have that bitch of a roommate in your mind. So are you more of a coach, like the gentle, compassionate, who's there supporting you and talking you through what you're currently feeling versus the bitch roommate who is like not being nice and going on and on about what you did wrong and why you feel so bad and pulling evidence of that. I liked that concept of, okay, am I being nice to myself right now? Why am I judging myself? And do I want to keep doing this? Because it's like, I wouldn't want to speak to my kids how I spoke to myself years ago. And I don't want my kids speaking to themselves the way that I spoke to myself. So I had to learn how to not beat myself up over every little thing. That also gives you emotional freedom, because you're able to do so much more with your life and enjoy your life so much more and be grateful for the things that you have and thankful for the relationships that you do have. And it creates such a loving space around you, as cheesy as that sounds. But I have found that very true for me. It took a long time because, especially with getting over judging how I looked all the time and getting off that emotional roller coaster / yo-yo dieting, but then overeating and then restricting myself and still judging myself. Like, nothing was my ideal weight. So maybe a good exercise for you is when you are criticizing yourself or judging yourself, write down exactly what you thought, what that thought was, And then ask yourself, where is this coming from? And try to pinpoint, like, is it because I feel overwhelmed? Is it because I said I was going to work out 3 days a week and I didn't work out at all last week? I told myself I wasn't eating cookies, and then I went to that holiday party and then I ate a whole plate of cookies. Like, what is the cause of you putting that judgment and criticism on yourself? And then make a plan of, okay, I said I was going to work out 3 times last week and I did not work out at all last week. Why is that? Maybe I slept in or I just didn't feel like it. So then, okay, this week, my goal is to work out 3 times this upcoming week. Get specific with your goal and write down exactly when you are going to do the workout. And maybe set an alarm 5 minutes before your workout, saying, put workout clothes on, put tennis shoes on. Get your headphones and download your favorite music. When the time comes, and get a water bottle, fill up a water bottle, and then you're already in the mindset of, ooh, I'm gonna do this, and then go do it. Write down how you feel after that workout. Even though you may have not felt like doing it, how did you feel afterwards? Is that feeling better than judging yourself for not working out for the week? So I think it's important to, I know I say this every time, but I think it's very important to understand what's going on with your thoughts, because once you become aware, you're going to start seeing your thought patterns and then your habit cycles, and then you're going to start seeing, when I feel this way, I'm thinking this, and then I'm doing this. You have the ability to change that when you're aware of it. So if you are judging yourself, criticizing, feeling shameful, guilty about things, it is possible for you to let that go. You just have to practice it and practice it, and you will eventually master it. Oh, I sort of like that. You have to practice it to master it. You've got this. Be the coach, not the bitchy roommate. So I think the last podcast episode was a challenge one. The question this week is, what is going to be a New Year's resolution for you? Let's go ahead and start thinking about that. We have, like 4 or 5 weeks until New Year's, so you can start doing little things each day to start creating the habit. So when January 1 rolls around, you've already established maybe a new routine or new habit that will keep you on track for the new year, instead of making a New Year's resolution, sticking to it for 2 weeks, and then you forget all about it. Because I've done that plenty of times. But I've already started with my new one. But what is your New Year's resolution? And as always, you can DM me your answers over on Instagram at Merritt Rollins Brown, MerittRollinsBrown. And I will talk to y'all next week. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Mindset for Mealtimes podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, I invite you to check out my Mindset for Mealtimes program over on MerrittRollinsBrown.com. That's MerittRollinsBrown.com. And if you need any additional support, feel free to DM me over on Instagram at Merritt Rollins Brown.